Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. DOT Commissioner, spokesperson on right now, Communications Director of DOT, Josh Morgan. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
What is happening?
Yeah, not great. This morning, certainly never a good time for a major crash and a tanker fire to happen, but certainly right before we head into rush hour, probably the worst possible time to happen. But, you know, we're out there, we're closing the road down, getting those detours set up. Going to be a messy morning, that's for sure.
What's closed? Where is it closed?
We're diverting traffic off exit 16 for cars that are heading south. Anyone heading north, we're getting them off exit 13. So they're going to have to travel on some local roads to bypass this incident. So if people can take the merit, plan some alternate routes, maybe delay their travel if they can this morning. But really, we just need people to plan ahead. It's going to be a lot of traffic on some unexpected areas today. We need people to be patient out there.
Can we talk about what happened or that's really unknown at this point?
It seems like it was a car and a fuel tanker truck. There was a crash, which ignited the tanker right underneath the Stewart Avenue overpass, 95. So that's been burning for a while. Obviously, Stewart Avenue was closed down as well, some of those local roads. So, you know, first and foremost, that fire has to get extinguished. The incident, the crash scene has to get cleared. And then our bridge evaluation unit is going to be out there to inspect that structure top to bottom. A lot of utilities running across there. So it's going to be a long day for us in terms of cleaning up the highway and then making sure that the infrastructure is safe before it can be reopened.
Wow.
And so your message to commuters would be, don't commute if you don't have to.
Exactly. If you stay home, go for
it. If you're in that area.
Yeah.
One of the, like, a couple of things. Yeah, COVID was horrible, but one of the things that came out of it is we learned how to do a lot of things from home.
Exactly.
And so a lot of people just are able to flip that switch, and they call in and say, I'm working from home today.
They want to flip it today.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if that's possible for people, 100%, that's a great idea. Seeking out those alternate routes. And just making sure that they're planning ahead. No one likes sitting in traffic. No one likes detours, that's for sure. But that's going to be in place for a good while this morning. So we just need people to be patient out there. Bear with us as we're working to clear the scene and make sure everyone's safe.
Yeah, you can't even guess as to the fire has to be put out first, right? And then the investigation begins.
Yeah, 100%, making sure that fuel is cleaned up. Then we have to clear the scene, make sure that there's no active fire burning. And then the work starts of inspecting the highway, inspecting that Stewart Avenue overpass, making sure that there's no significant damage to the infrastructure. So, you know, we're not going to be able to reopen for several hours. It's going to be a lot of work for our experts who are out there.
I'm guessing several hours would be best case scenario.
100%.
Yeah.
What time did you get the phone call that there was a problem?
About 6 o'clock this morning.
Okay.
So, you know, pretty immediate. Our Highway Operations Center is staffed 24/7, 365. We have a traffic camera basically right there. And the public actually checked that out at ctroads.org. That's camera number 26. Kind of hard to see what you're looking at because of how much smoke is out there. But we noticed it immediately, dispatched our crews, our garages. This is why we have, you know, more than 50 garages all over the state, so they can respond very quickly to incidents like this. So the Darien garage, the Westport garage, were out there very quickly, along with Norwalk first responders, to close that highway down and start getting to work.
What's the website? You look at camera 26. I'm going to be fascinated with this now.
ctroads.org.
ctroads.org.
Okay.
Cool.
All right. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy morning to come on with us. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Good luck.
Josh Morgan, Connecticut DOT Communications Director. Cheeseball Man.
Nice.
He's our favorite new superhero. It's a guy in New York who went viral over the weekend after he promised to eat an entire tub of cheese balls in the middle of Union Square.
Who hasn't wanted to do that?
Like
me. Big jars of cheese balls. That's a day of fun right there.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I love those.
And a night of agony.
It really is. Not going to lie. It will be.
I'm not interested in that.
Yeah, the cheese balls or the cheese curls, even better. Yeah.
I don't want them. And then the second they're next to me at a party, I cannot stop eating.
Exactly.
I have to have some.
Yes. Once you have some, though, next thing you know,
Well, it depends. It depends. Because if it's that giant clear plastic bucket and it's full, I feel fine going in there. The second it's like a third of the way or two, like I don't know how many hands have been in there, how clean those hands were.
That's why you got to have it by yourself.
Mm.
It's all you.
And I start to get very upset about that.
Or just pour it for some people.
Do you want to try one of these next week? Just start early and see how far you can get?
Let's do that.
Okay.
Cheese balls.
They're all mostly right. Air, balls. Right? Like how
exactly.
Hard could it be?
Right.
Right. If
and
you crush those down,
yep.
It would be like probably 3 inches of dust.
Just snort it.
I think the main ingredients are air and orange.
Yes, it is. Right. And you wear a black shirt, even better. It looks like a pumpkin by the end.
I told you what I did at a party once. It was...
What'd you do?
They had a window fan. It was really hot. Everyone
yes!
was sweating. And I crushed them up and ran them through the fan.
That's awesome.
And people just had this orange mist. They didn't even know what was happening.
What is that, confetti?
You created that look. What are you, a bunch of dancers? Are you a bunch of dancers?
So hundreds of people showed up to watch this thing.
Yeah, they're bored, yep.
Well, bored and, you know,
curious.
There's everything's protesting and war, and this is nice and it's fun.
A diversion.
He also sought an audience. So he cultivated this on social media and he hung flyers all around New York City asking people to come by.
He self-promoted this. Sucker.
Yeah. It reminded me of the Philadelphia chicken man that was eating the rotisserie chicken. He did the same thing.
Right. Only cheese balls.
I think you should try something similar here.
Okay, sure.
Like do the cape and the whole thing.
Right, right.
You got to find your own snack, though, because cheese balls have already
I'll see
been
what
done.
Kind of large quantity of snack I can find.
Girl Scout cookies.
No. Don't, no, I'm not going to spend a fortune here.
Here's a quick before, during, and after when the crowd goes nuts.
I am allergic to gluten. And today I will be eating this entire jar.
Is this from the same event?
I thought they're watching porn for a second there.
Wow. Eat those balls.
Eat those balls. Said in unison with fervor.
Is this guy a dumbass? I feel like he shouldn't be a dumbass.
No, but the hundreds of people that just show up and stand around.
To watch dumbass.
Right.
Yep.
He said he was allergic to gluten, so
right.
Is he damaging his body?
Right.
Like, what's going to happen to him?
And
that's what... But it's genius, Dan, because... Now you think, oh, even when he's a third in, I'm going to stay here now because I want to see if he falls over and dies.
Right. What happens?
Right.
Yeah.
You're curious.
Right. What's going to happen?
Will he make it? Exactly. Also, I noticed his voice very similar to Cartman's on South Park.
Really?
Cheese balls! I
am allergic to gluten!
Oh.
And today I will be eating.
It could be adult Cartman.
Exactly. And doesn't Cartman like cheese balls?
Cheesy poofs.
Cheesy poofs.
Oh, yeah.
And cheese poofs. So there we go.
There you go.
I'm getting more comic book guy from The Simpsons.
Yeah. Well, the comic, like their love child.
Oh. And today I will be eating this entire jar of cheese balls.
Like the way he talks is very comic book guy.
Yeah.
But the voice is definitely Cartman.
Eat those balls.
It's
hard not to get caught up in that.
Eat those balls.
I want a t-shirt.
Eat those balls. The things from your childhood that wouldn't fly today.
Absolutely.
Pam.
Being a youngster, walking into the drugstore to get my mother a pack of cigarettes.
Nice pack of smokes.
That's right.
Damn it, give us some Camels.
Actually, she smoked like Moors, those long black cigarettes.
Yeah.
Gross.
Those are disgusting.
That's bad because when you were out, you didn't even want to bum them from your mom.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah.
Yep. Most folks would clip them. She only had like so much.
She eventually switched to Virginia Slim, so that was a little better. But
those were also long.
And the curlers in the hair in the grocery store.
Yeah, you don't see that a lot today.
No. Thank God.
Yeah.
So
the cigarettes, that's a good one.
Like pink on their butt. Like, you know, it says pink across the back of their sweatpants.
Yeah. Or juicy.
Why are you looking at that?
Juicy, yeah.
I would put combustible.
All right, Pam. Thank you. That's a good one.
Combustible would be good.
There were the stores that would let you, I'm buying it from my mom.
Exactly. Yep.
Okay.
Nowadays, yeah, you can.
But then it was, I'm going to need a note.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay.
Oh, yeah, a note. That
I
can't be fake.
I spelt cigarettes wrong.
Yep. You spelt mom wrong, too.
I spelt mom and I spelt Salem.
Right, who's Moom?
Wrong.
I call it Moom. Hello, Moom.
Yeah, that's right. That would never fly today.
Yeah, nowadays, you're of age, you have to show a license to buy cigarettes.
Yeah, your ID.
Yep.
And how much is a pack of cigarettes now?
When I stopped, it was $12.40.
$12.40.
$12.40 for a pack of butts.
Joe the barber.
My aunt's red station wagon, and we used to take the trek up to Cape Cod, and my parents put a beanbag chair in the back part of it. I sat in the beanbag chair. We put all of the luggage around it. For 3 hours, I'm sitting, no seatbelt, in a beanbag chair in the back of a station wagon.
That's a great, comfortable ride, but never fly today.
Yeah, a Fort. It's cool.
Yeah, no way. And what about bumper riding? Remember those days? When
that was never legal.
Yeah, that was never,
Yeah.
That was just something we did.
All right, Joe, thank you. Anthony in Brantford.
Hitchhiking.
Do people not do that?
Down the road?
You know, you make a good point. I don't see people hitchhiking.
Yeah, I haven't seen it very often, but on occasion you see one person, you're like, oh, wow. Hitchhiking,
used to be a lot of people.
Used to be a lot.
Used to see them all over the place.
I hitchhiked.
Yeah. Yep.
I was once, the weirdest pickup I had hitchhiking was I was picked up by Jerry's Driving School, which was a driving school in the Valley.
Oh, really?
There was a student driver, and Jerry was in the passenger seat.
Right.
And he told the student driver to pick up the hitchhikers.
Wow.
And we got in, and...
You were a lesson.
We were part of the lesson.
You were a lesson. You should not do this, kid.
He never said that.
Now, for God, now do me a favor. Help me get some rope and the duct tape. All right, now here's how you put a body in the trunk.
This guy's pretty cool.
Right?
You think the people who have the tendency to hitchhike just remove themselves from the gene pool at some point? Like, they just slowly get murdered off?
Like the dinos?
Oh, I see.
Possibly.
Yeah. That's why we don't see hitchhiking anymore, because they've all been just murdered. And
they've gone extinct.
They were never able to reproduce and have children and teach them to hitchhike in their hitchhiking ways.
Or the opposite way. They could have a weapon on them, or they could take the car and, you know.
Yeah. My mom was always like, no, they're going to take your car, they're going to knock it with a head, blah, 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 blah. Yep.
Well, what we would do if there was three of us is two would hide in the woods. One's hitchhiking, car pulls over, the other three come out.
Yep.
And sometimes the car would see the two running out and be like, goodbye.
Yep. A lot of times if you had a girl with you, you had her stand out there.
That's right.
You hid in the bushes.
That's right.
Right.
And somehow we're still here.
Day.
All right, thank you.
Don't hitchhike.
Chris in Waterbury.
Back in high school, we used to go to a very popular deli in Waterbury. I will not mention the name. And we went to a private Catholic high school. And we used to get kegs of beer there, like half kegs. But you had to leave a deposit for the tap. So we used to use our high school IDs as whatever, proof of who you are to rent the keg of beer.
Wow.
And the owner actually would help us stuff the keg of beer into the back of my buddy's 1983 Firebird.
That's great.
Yeah. I don't think if you're in Catholic school, get some Blue Nun.
Well,
yeah,
the fact that a quarter keg would fit in the trunk of a Firebird,
yep,
that's an accomplishment.
Yeah, not a big trunk.
But yeah, here's my high school ID.
Right, sure,
as proof to that I'm going to bring this tap back.
Exactly.
We were so young, we didn't have driver's license. Only one guy did, and he needed his license.
Yep.
So, I don't know.
Thank God for that.
That's my
you're right.
For the day.
That would never fly today.
Nope.
Robin in Bristol.
My father used to have a pickup truck. We lived in Portland. You know how you go over the Portland Bridge to Crystal Lake?
Yeah.
Well, back then, the dairy farmers, they used to have the road was like called the Wee Way. It was all like hills, small hills like that. So my father would load me and my four siblings and then all my five cousins, and we'd bring the pickup truck, and then he would just like fly on there, and we'd go up and down, you know, like really high up, and he'd just like slam right back down. And then they end up paving it flat. Like right after in the 90s, I believe they paved it flat. So now, you know, you can't show your kids that, and your kids can't even ride in a pickup truck anymore.
Did you lose any cousins in trees?
No. That's the thing. How many times have we been in the back of pickup trucks holding on for our lives because some idiot uncle or someone is driving the truck like, hold on!
Exactly right.
And they're turning around smiling like, you still there?
Right, or they're steering with their knees and they're cracking open a beer. What are you doing up there?
Instead of just something you can't do things that you used to be able to do, like, now you have to be all safety. But before, you used to be able to do everything in your pickup, just load everybody up in it, all the kids. And
that's why they call it a pickup. And if a kid fell out, you picked him up.
That's
what the bed was for.
Hey, thank you, Robin.
Just lay him flat.
Joe in Bristol.
Yeah, we used to buy cigarettes off the ice cream truck.
Nice.
That's great.
Ours sold drugs. We wonder why you had a Trans Am. Jack.
What kind of ice cream truck was it?
The old school ice cream trucks.
Well, like the bungalow bar
where it's
type?
Got like the Ford cab.
Yeah, the old good humor trucks.
Yeah, the old good humor trucks.
With the big refrigerator in the back.
It's not like the UPS truck modified.
Right.
It's the old ice cream truck.
Yep.
They'd have that little coin belt, too.
Yep.
They give you the chink, clink, clink, clink,
get a dress
clink, clink,
in
clink,
white.
Clink, 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 clink.
Yeah. Yep. The guy had a cap, and he had that stupid ring of bells in the front. He'd be pulling on that, pulling on the string the entire time while driving.
Right.
And it was a standard. He had a lot going on up there.
There was a lot going on.
There was.
And then you got to stop every 10 feet for every moron kid.
Exactly. That's why I made him run.
That was a lot of work.
That's why he made some run. You saw a pack of kids over there. There's one over here. Guess what? You're running after the truck, kid.
It was the best part of the day because, you know, summer vacation.
Yep.
If you lived out in White Hills or you lived anywhere in Connecticut where there wasn't a lot going on.
Yep.
You're bored to death. Around 3 o'clock when you hear that ice cream truck, it's like, this breaks up my day in a real good way.
And you heard him streets over, so you knew he was coming.
Right.
So you did the anticipation dance. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Here he comes. Oh,
I can't wait. I can't wait.
Oh, my God.
I can't wait. I know what I'm going to
have.
Chocolate eclair.
Pop, pop, pop. No,
ice cream sandwich.
No. Brassels. No.
But Joe from Bristol was like, Marlboro Lights, Marlboro Lights,
right.
Marlboro Lights, Marlboro Lights.
Campbell Unfiltered. Thank you. We had some lucky strikes.
Thank you, Joe. Chris in Westport.
BB gun wars.
Nice. Those are fun.
It would never fly today.
No, it would not.
People are being arrested for having a BB gun in their car.
Yeah.
Like, it's a BB gun.
Exactly. It might break the skin.
It's not a real gun.
It might break the skin. Tops.
It always made sense when you started with the Daisy one pump, and then some other kid got, you know, the Crossman, you know, 10 pump action.
The CO2. Once you went to CO2, that was it. Now you're a sniper.
Yeah, and you have a baby gun. You have a baby BB gun. Yep.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
There was a television show called SWAT.
Have a good morning, guys.
Thank you.
Yep.
And it was all, you know, it was like strategic weapons and tactics or whatever. And it was a great show. It's based on police SWAT.
Yep.
We would play SWAT, and we all had BB guns. We would take rooftop positions around
the neighborhood. Cap on backwards.
Ping, ping, ping. Yep. Yeah.
The sharpshooter. Yep. Yeah.
I was more of a bow and arrow kid. We used to make snowmen and shoot them with the bows and arrows.
A flaming bow and arrow. That's the way to go.
That's not psychotic at all. You killed Frosty!
Jimmy Coplick, Live Nation concert god on the show. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. We'll continue off the air later.
Yes.
So before we get into this concert week, which is amazing.
Yes.
You're not getting out of Stanford today.
No.
Why?
Oh, you haven't heard.
Big boom boom.
No.
There was a massive accident.
Yep.
In Norwalk. And both directions closed right now, 95.
Yep.
Really?
So call your people and tell them you're working from home today.
Exactly.
The DOT actually just gave an update. They are not planning to reopen before noon at best.
Nice.
It's going to be closed the entirety of the morning.
Got Jeff, Jimmy.
Well, I normally take the merit, but I imagine the merit must be a mess.
Huh? Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. All the spillovers are messy.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yep.
Well, I'm already dressed and ready to go.
Oh.
Huh.
I need a helicopter.
Right.
Well, maybe what you do, call Axl Rose.
Call Axl.
Yeah, he owes you one.
He owes you one.
He should call one for me. Exactly. He owes me one.
That's
right.
What I mean.
Yeah.
He owes you one.
Axl,
he should call.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah, you know what? He calls one, it'll be late.
It's true. It's your next Tuesday. Damn it.
I didn't know that at all. Wow.
Yeah. Surprise.
Well, what would be interesting is if you got in your car now, get on the cell. get in your car,
right?
And then we'll do the whole segment, you in the car, and we'll start in your driveway. And then by the end of the segment at 9 o'clock, it'll be like, well, I'm at my stop sign now.
Right. I'm at the end of my block.
All right. So just to update you,
yeah.
You'll probably be home today.
Right.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for telling me.
Oh, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Try and help.
All right. So yesterday, actually, during the show, we had breaking news that Live Nation announced its concert week. $25 tickets on sale May 8th through the 14th.
Awesome.
Yes. Yes. Which is, like I said yesterday, next week is the week to buy your season's worth of concert tickets.
Cool.
Right.
Because at $25 all in, you can't beat it.
One-stop shop. Yep.
Now, that doesn't include taxes, and you mentioned yesterday that only Bridgeport has taxes.
Right.
Yes. Only the city of Bridgeport has a 5% tax. The state doesn't, and none of the other cities that we do concerts in have taxes. I don't think any other city in the state of Connecticut has a tax other than Bridgeport, which I will work on getting rid of.
When you look at this list, this is awesome. Not every show is on this list.
Okay.
And who determines who's on the list, who's not on the list?
The artist.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. I want to be on the list. Okay, you're on the list.
I don't think people say it like that enthusiastically.
Okay. All right.
Say, okay.
Put us on the list.
We'll do it.
Okay.
But then there are those who won't be on the list.
Right.
Yeah, there are certain shows. I mean, obviously, Neil Young's not on the list because Neil Young is sold out. There are a number of shows that are sold out that obviously aren't on the list, or shows that are near sold out that aren't on the list. And then there's some artists that just don't want to be on the list.
Wow.
They don't want to give discounts.
Like who?
Yeah.
Well. You have to ask them.
Can you allude?
I'll have to ask them.
Who in the past?
Well, I don't want to get into that.
I got you.
I want to keep working with these people.
I'm with you. I'm with
That's
you.
Right.
Yeah.
Toyota.
But people know who it is because they've never been on the list. They come almost every year. These artists,
right.
So.
Right.
If you're a fan of a group and they've never been on this list, then you know.
Exactly.
No, we go to every artist and ask them to be on the list, even if they only put 100 tickets on or something like that. It would be nice. And 95% of them are on the list, which is nice. But every once in a while, you get one that doesn't want to be on the list. And for many times, it's a good reason.
Right.
There are no tickets left.
Right. I'll go through some of the highlights from the venues in Connecticut. Toyota Oakdale Theater in Wallingford, Bill Maher, Happy Together, Dweezil Zappa, and many more. Never heard of them.
Right.
We're only announcing some earlier, and as time goes on, we will announce more Oakdale shows and more other shows. These are not the only shows.
Oh, cool.
We're rolling them out in waves.
Nice.
For $25 a week?
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
Oh, so this list will expand?
Oh.
Yes, it will.
So wow. I don't have the master list of all the shows.
Like my waistline.
For $25 a week.
No, nor do I. Because we're still working on it.
Gotcha.
Huh.
Well, that is pretty cool.
Well, we'd have to know by the 7th.
Yes, you have to know by the 7th.
Cool.
And we will know everything, but hopefully by Monday.
Nice. Oh.
Well, Monday is when it starts, right?
The 8th is next Wednesday.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, so knowing Monday would be great.
Right.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
All right. Xfinity Theater in Hartford, Alanis Morissette, New Kids on the Block, Janet Jackson.
You didn't want to say Hootie and the Blowfish, huh?
Hootie and the Blowfish.
Just he's waiting. Dramatic pause.
I looked at New Kids on the Block, and I thought, I wonder if Jimmy has any New Kids on the Block stories.
Right.
Actually, the only story I have on New Kids on the Block was back in 1990 up in Saratoga. I did them, and Donnie from New Kids walked off, did a Peter Frampton type thing, and fell off the stage, and we had to bring him to the hospital.
He fell off.
Yeah, fell off the stage. We had to bring him to the hospital. He had a broken rib, just like Peter did.
Whoops.
Oh, 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 oh,
off.
I don't even know if that's a New Kid song.
Whatever, it's funny.
Sounds like one.
Who cares?
Good enough.
Here we go. He fell off, baby. Love the way he tested gravity.
The stretcher people danced him off.
He busted him over and broke a rib. I mean, how terrible.
No, we're not making fun of him. He's fine.
He's fine now.
Living a good life.
He's probably laughing, too.
So, Xfinity Theater Hartford, we mentioned a few shows, Hootie and the Blowfish, Leonard Skinner, ZZ Top, Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport. This is, we're talking about the concert week, $25 all in. James Taylor, Deep Purple with Yes, Chicago and Earth, Wind and Fire, Stray Cats, Beach Boys, Tedeschi Trucks Band, Killer Queen, Doobie Brothers, 311,
damn,
Hailstorm, Britt Floyd. Pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We like it because it gets people in front of the, you know, we always feel that artists, concerts in a sense are tribal. The more people there, the more fun people have.
Yeah.
This gets more people there. This also opens up our business to a new clientele that really can't afford our crazy ticket prices.
Oh, so me. Hey, I can see AJ again. You know, look at that.
We understand ticket prices are high, and this is something that probably no other business does. And we bring it way down.
Nice.
I mean, some of these ticket prices are 90% discounted.
Wow.
Really?
Damn.
Like who?
James Taylor.
James Taylor.
Ooh.
That is so cool.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised that there are James Taylor tickets available.
Well, it's two shows, that's why.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
We've already sold that equal to more than one show. So it's two shows.
Oh.
And he is very interested in the public, very pro-public. So when we went to James, we were so surprised how quickly he said yes.
Cool.
AC/DC, any word?
No word at all.
None.
Although the rumor I keep hearing is 2025.
Nice.
Oh.
2025.
If they came to Connecticut, where would you try to get them to play?
I think they'd play stadiums. So if we're, and I don't think they would play a stadium as small as Rentschler, so I doubt they'd play.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Go find them right now, damn it. Get over here.
Huh. How's Rentschler going? Any progress?
It's going well, but, you know, it's a small stadium. It's only 30,000 seats, so, you know, most stadiums are 50 to 60,000 seats, so it's a, it will always be a problem getting shows there. We just don't have a big enough stadium to put a lot of stadium shows in.
Maybe some folding chairs are good.
So you sound less enthusiastic than you did when we were talking about it initially. Have you been reaching out to bands and getting a not-so-warm reaction?
No, not yet. We haven't reached out for bands. It's, you know, it's very expensive. You know, costs in the Northeast are much higher than costs in the South and things like that. Whether it be rentals, you know, and everything like that. So it's tough. If we do it, we're gonna have to charge a little higher ticket prices if we do it. But we're really at the beginning stages of it,
right?
Because right now we're working on summer 2024, not summer 2025.
I saw Bruce and the Stones at Rentschler.
Really? Nice.
Those are two great shows.
Two of the four artists.
Iconic shows.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely right.
Damn.
Right. We only had Bruce, the Police, two Bruces, the Police and the Stones. That was it.
I haven't seen the Stones yet. I'm running out of Stones, apparently. Not as many Stones left.
I saw Bruce night one of the two nights, and he played all deep cuts.
Nice. Oh.
Right.
Did you want deep cuts? So,
I went on the air that morning and bitched and complained and cried like a little baby.
You screamed.
And music critics were saying all the same things. Like,
yeah.
What the hell was that?
Yeah.
The next night he comes out, plays all hits.
When you're not there.
Yeah.
That's even worse. It's like, you know what? No. The second batch should get it too.
No, this is why, if you're a Bruce fan and he's camping out for two nights, you go both nights. He's
right.
Going to get, like, to him, that's one show.
Yeah.
You're coming, you get, and we're going to go deep, and then we're going to do all the, this is the end of the show.
Right.
It's one long show.
Yeah, yeah.
Two nights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had him on Friday, April 12th at Mohegan Sun, and then I had him April 15th in Albany, and then April 18th up at Syracuse. He changed eight songs.
Really?
in his set between those three shows.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
He can do that. He's a boss. You know.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah.
You get to hear, if you go to multiple shows, like you said, you get to hear more songs, which is what you always want to do.
That's why he has such a following.
Yep.
You're not seeing the same show.
Ever. Yeah.
Like snowflakes.
Yeah, he tried really hard. He was doing the sign thing for a while. He was just picking people out of the crowd. They were just like, hey, play this. He's like, okay.
Right. And it would be a cover.
It wouldn't even be his song.
Yeah, he would just look at the band and he would do how many songs does he have the words stored in his head?
Right?
Right. Four. Right, right. Now he's doing Australian throat singing.
Chris and I don't know where you are. It's just Chris.
Wherever you are, Chris.
Jimmy, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Are the Rolling Stones coming to Oakdale?
No, they're not. No, they're
You sound like a Muppet.
No, they're not coming.
In a good way. You're funny.
In a good way. In a good way.
No, but you know that, right?
You got a kind of that cartoon character voice.
It's cartoony voice.
Yeah, it's cool.
I like it.
Thank you.
All right.
He didn't like it.
I was just wondering if the Rolling Stones were coming to Oakdale, because I found out from the website that they have good songs.
Well, we know they have good songs.
Okay.
Wait, you heard on the website that the Rolling Stones has good songs?
I'm working on your logic here.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I was playing one of them last night, and they have really good songs, and I like their music.
Oh, yeah, they're fantastic,
good.
Right?
Yeah, they're too big to play the Oakdale.
Yeah.
They're touring now, so you'll see a lot of them on social media. They sound great. I think they're both, like, almost 80, if not 80.
They are 80, yeah. Ron Wood's the young one. He's 76.
Right.
Yeah, he's the kid.
No, you look them up. If you like their music, look them up.
Look them up.
I've heard of these Rolling Stones.
right.
Yeah. No, good for you, Chris.
Because I used to have them on CD. I don't even know where the CD is now.
Yeah.
Check the floor.
Well, luckily you can get a lot of this stuff in your phone now.
Yeah.
Chris, well, I got to go, but thank you for calling.
Yeah, man.
I will say the set list, Chris is right. The set list is really great. If you go on setlist.com and you can see all the artists' set lists. Like, I'm following Neil Young's set list
right
now.
That's cool. Yeah.
And see what he changes them every night, Neil Young. Also.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, but the Stone set list is really great. Yeah, they opened up in Houston a few days ago.
Nice.
They sound great.
Yeah.
They do have great songs.
No signs.
Yeah, they have a couple of good songs.
A couple.
Jimmy, when they played your 40th birthday party at Toad's Place, which made news around the world, what was the first song? Do you remember?
It's the same first song that they're starting the set with, which is Start Me Up.
Start Me Up.
It could have been Happy Birthday, damn it.
No, they did that to me very nicely when they gave me the $10,000 check at the end of the night.
Happy birthday.
They sang me a little happy birthday down in the dressing room.
Wow.
And then gave me a real happy birthday with the check.
The check!
I hope it was cake.
Is this it from Toads? It's insane. I still... Decades later, I just can't comprehend it, you know? Jimmy, you're like king of the world at this point, right? It's your 40th birthday, and here's the Rolling Stones on stage at Toads.
Yep.
Yes, there are very few things I remember 35 years later, and I do remember this.
Yes.
And you introduced them with Mike.
With Big Mike.
And was it Brian? Like, did you guys, you could only say five words.
No, Brian was working the show.
Okay.
He was doing all the work, Brian.
Right.
No, what they did is they said very simply, please welcome the Rolling Stones, and which is the five words. And and they wanted me to do it because it was my birthday, but I love Mike. And I said to Mike, why don't you start off with please welcome, and I'll say the Rolling Stones so we could both have the enjoyment of introducing.
Nice.
That's great.
Always good to share.
Do you, Phil, on that song, is that in the beginning?
No.
Damn.
This doesn't pick up from there, unfortunately.
I do believe we've played it before.
We played the intro he did for Chicago. I know that.
Oh.
We get to introduce Chicago. I don't know that we've heard that one.
Yeah.
I think you're right. I think we did hear me and Mike introduce.
Yeah. Let me see. Yeah. Let me try again.
We're going to keep looking.
Phil's still on paternity leave.
He is.
His brain's still there.
Yeah, plenty of snacks, though.
Phil, I just want to know how you change diapers for so long.
Very quickly.
Yeah.
If you don't get the new one on quickly, they just start going again.
Oh, wait until the baby goes to solids. That's a whole treat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
When you pull that diaper down, it's like...
Right. You actually hear
because right now, the food looks like it coming out, going in, it's all the same.
Yeah, you'll hear the foghorn.
Once the solids start. Yeah.
There is so much discussion about color, consistency, frequency. I've never talked about poop more in my life.
Three words. Outdoors, garden hose.
Yeah. Sometimes that's all you want to do, I'm telling you. It's like, let's just go dunk this kid in a pool somewhere.
Just run to the
Jimmy,
car wash.
How old were your kids when you turned 40?
One was 12 and one was 8.
Okay. So you're way out of diapers.
Oh, yes.
I'm just saying because, you know, Jimmy was living this life when he was having children, where he'd be with, you know, Billy Joel or Aerosmith or whoever, Led Zeppelin, and then he'd go home, and it's like, I got to change a freaking diaper right now.
Why'd they give me chocolate cake?
You know, I was just partying with Steven Tyler backstage, now I'm changing his diaper.
Humbled!
The worst is when you're taking the old one off, and it's all full of stuff. And he's mad, right? He doesn't like being naked. And then all of a sudden, here comes the baby foot right in the center of the diaper. And you just hear like the... And you're like, come on! No!
It's a stamp of approval.
Karen in New Haven, what's your question for Jimmy Koplik?
OAR, are they going to be around anytime soon?
Yes, I think I saw them. Yeah, I think, aren't they in Bridgeport this summer? Why do I think they're in Bridgeport this summer? I don't have the whole schedule.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think they're in Bridgeport. Are they with Slightly Stupid? Oh, no, that's Dirty Ed.
That was me.
Yeah. Okay. Dirty Diapers.
No stupid.
All right, I'll look for them. Thanks.
Yeah.
Cool.
No, I remember seeing them. I can't.
Can't forget it.
I can't put it to.
Can't connect that right now.
Okay. And someone asked, what does Jimmy think of David Gilmour picking Roger Waters' birthday for his new album release date?
Wow.
There you go. Wow.
That's his reaction.
Wow.
I wonder if it was on purpose is what I think.
Mm. I think so.
Yeah, I do too.
Because now you can't scroll through the Pink Floyd sites and social media things and just see happy birthday.
Right.
It's like, you hear David's new album.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that, that's so good.
We'll get back together.
It's like, oh, son of a bitch.
Yep, you bastard. You bastard.
Well, I don't think they get along. Otherwise, I would think they would get back together for one last tour.
Yeah.
If I could put a 0% on that, I would.
Yep.
I don't think it's ever happening.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's a combination of, I think, how they get along in age.
It's the day after hell freezes over, actually.
Well, there was a lot there. That fight was brutal.
Yeah.
The fight over the name took a lot out of them.
Yeah, it did.
But then also, they're just two different people.
Yeah,
you know?
And they got things
and
going on.
And they're both independently wealthy.
Yes. I don't need you. Good heavens.
Linkin Park considering a reunion tour with a new female vocalist. Jimmy, have you heard anything? And
I heard that was a possibility also, and I heard inside the business that it was a possibility. And from what I hear, if they do get back together, they're going to end up playing stadiums.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Oh, who are they opening for?
Like, yeah, as part of what group?
Well,
would you put them in a stadium, or where would you put them?
I would put them at Mohegan Sun.
Nice. Yeah.
Or I'd put them at Xfinity, one of the two.
Yeah.
Do you think that there's... Have we been asking for a reunion?
No. I've been good.
I ran into that problem with the Jay Giles Band back in the late 90s when everybody would call the radio show that I was on at the time. Are they ever getting back together? And then when they did get back together and I put them into Xfinity on a Saturday night and only 4,000 people showed up, I realized the only people that cared about it were the people calling my radio show.
Right.
Radio show. That was it. Nobody else cared. So hard to judge that. Very hard to judge that. I find that the reunions that work best are the reunions of artists that have already played stadiums because the demand is there. They were once enormous.
Yeah.
Right.
Were once enormous.
Yes. I remember when the Police got back together and did those shows, it was insane.
People were begging for that reunion.
Tickets were going on sale for $1,200.
Right.
Well, they were going on sale for 12.
Sorry,
that
yes,
suggests
resale.
That I was pricey.
You're right. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
I'm sorry.
Bad
Jimmy
Phil.
Didn't put them on for 12.
Bad Phil. Bad Phil.
Don't get me any more trouble than I get in, please.
That's fair.
No help.
I went to Billy Joel Friday, Jimmy.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
How was it?
It was awesome. You know, there's something just very correct about hearing New York State of Mind, Piano Man, in Scenes from Italian Restaurant in New York City.
Yeah. Meant to be.
Sold
That's
out
great.
Madison
That's great.
Square Garden on a Friday night.
Yeah.
The it was family night, so his daughter Alexa came out, sang a song. And then Billy, because Alexa's there, that means Christy's there.
Yep.
Christy's there. He sung Uptown Girl.
Yep.
Isn't that nice? That's yeah. great. I'll be going next Thursday.
Nice.
Mark in Stratford.
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
Hey.
Hey, Jimmy, how about John Cafferty and the Beaver Brook Band? They
Beaver
play
Brown.
Around anywhere?
Beaver Brown at Brook.
Yeah, no, they do still play
Did
around.
Did you say Beaver Brook Band?
Yes, they've been demoted. They're in the stream now.
Well, you know.
There's a lot of good fishing there.
Yeah, it makes sense. Beavers like brooks. I get it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Can you get them into Hart? Can you get them into Hartford?
Well, I think they would play Toad's Place, so we'll look to put them into Toad's. I do hear they're back together again, which is nice.
Cool.
Were they ever not together?
I saw a couple of tour dates. They got like four going right now, but nowhere in Connecticut.
They never broke up, but they stopped really doing regular tours. But now I think they're doing regular tours again. So they would do really well at Toad's. Great, great bar band, no question.
And Mike, Big Mike at Toad's, when you had Bruce at the New Haven Coliseum, would book John Cafferty at Toad's Place because he knew Bruce and John had a relationship.
It was
right?
a lure.
That is correct. Or he would book Southside Johnny at Toad's because of Bruce. And he would find out who Bob Seger liked, and he'd put that band on at Toad's. And he was really bright.
That's crafty.
He was smart. Yeah,
that's crafty.
He was really smart.
You got to admire that.
When you go into Toad's Place and you look up at the pictures of the artists who have performed there, you see the Rolling Stones,
yep,
of course.
Yep.
And you see Bruce Springsteen. That's how Bruce Springsteen got there. It wasn't like he started in 1972 and like played Toad's Place when they first opened.
No. He was lured.
He went there and just, you know, you're there at a Southside or a Beaver Brown show, and then here's Bruce Springsteen.
And how cool is
Friggin
that?
Friggin' nuts.
Yep.
It's nuts.
No, and it was also nuts because we had regularly scheduled shows of artists that were selling out stadiums that played Toad's at that time. Billy Joel played two nights at Toad's.
That's right.
And he was a stadium act when he was doing that. And Bon Jovi played Toad's, same thing. Bob Dylan played Toad's, same thing. All when they were very big, not when they're starting. That's what's great about Toad's.
Yeah.
It's really something. Very special place. We're very lucky to have it.
It's a gem. It really is.
Let's see. I have a question here. Will Foo Fighters ever play Connecticut again? That's Sophia from Brantford.
I believe they will.
Gene Simmons' band be touring in the States.
You know, I just saw that he was going out on his own.
Yeah.
Which surprised me. I have not been offered any shows yet. If we do, we would certainly book Gene. No question about it.
Henry in New Britain wants to know, any updates for the Eagles in Connecticut?
No updates. They're over in Europe touring right now, and the rumor is they're going to play the Sphere, is the rumor I hear.
Ooh. The big egg.
Seeing how Ruth is wearing a Billy Idol shirt today, this is texted into us. Any plans for Billy Idol to come to Connecticut?
Hopefully in the fall at Mohegan Sun.
Nice. He was great the last time.
LJ in Cromwell?
Yeah, how you guys doing? Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Timmy, I was wondering about Lindsey Stirling.
Me too. I don't know who she is.
This is Sterling's kid.
Oh, really? She's a violinist. She's been around forever.
She's playing Mohegan Sun.
Is that the one that plays the rock songs on violin?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, she's got her own music. She writes, she produces, she does everything.
Nice.
She's awesome as hell to watch.
Now, she's coming to Mohegan Sun. Did you hear that?
Yeah, when?
You want me to do everything for you?
Of course I do. That's what they have. happened.
Yeah, Google her name, Mohegan Sun. It'll come right up.
Boom.
It's August 15th. Hey.
August 15th.
It is August 15th.
All right, thank you, guys.
All right, you're welcome. Thank you. Jimmy, thank you so much for coming on. Appreciate you.
You got it, guys.
All right, Jimmy Coplick, everyone.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.